Previous to this moment in time, I pursued improving the body, specifically by focusing on the foreskin, or the lack thereof, and the need to regenerate one, or to restore one at the beginning point. And I found that the traditional or conventional or standard approach to tugging the skin of the penis in order to stimulate mitosis in the direction of the tug does not work for people in my situation, in which my body is so decrepitly older than its actual years that the skin doesn't want to grow. It just wants to become injured. So I had to look for a new technique, and I stumbled across Robert O. Becker, and I realized now that stimulating regeneration of the entire body, or effectively slowing down degeneration, is the most important thing I could possibly do with regard to my initial motivation, which was to regenerate a foreskin, or restore one, either way. Consequently, what I've discovered is that there are other people that I need to involve their technologies in addition to Robert O. Becker, and that is Leon Ernest Demon and Clint Ober. And Colleen Lyman comes along as an added benefit, but I wasn't really trying to rid the body of pathogens, yet that's a good idea if you want to live longer and prevent illness from eating away at the body, because that's what pathogens do. They eat the body. They're flesh eaters, in a sense. Or else they create a lot of toxins, which in their own way damages the functionality of the body. One way or another, directly or indirectly, pathogens ruin our life. So, pursuing Robert O. Becker and Leon Ernest Demon and Clint Ober and all these facets has given me the experience of bliss. So at the very least, I'm healing the subtle bodies, whether or not I'm actually succeeding in healing the physical body and regenerating it. And that tells me I'm on the right track, whether or not I'm actually succeeding in affecting a positive response in the body as well as the subtle bodies. So, the consequence of all this is that the emphasis has changed. Bliss now is the criterion for judging whether or not I'm being successful to some degree, at the very least, in healing the body, and the initial motivation, which was to restore or regenerate a foreskin. And there is a distinction between the two words, restore and regenerate. Restore just means grow more of same. So take the skin of the remaining skin of the shaft of the penis and grow more of it. While regeneration restores the initial condition at birth, which is a functional foreskin that has nerves, a ridged band at the tip to keep it forward of the head, and no scars. You know, as if it had never been removed. Just replace it with a new one. And so that's the ideal condition, and that's what regeneration entails. But restoration merely means stimulate growth of skin from the remaining skin along the shaft of the penis so that it overextends the head, but it's not really a foreskin. So I like to call it a fox foreskin, F-A-U-X, a fake foreskin. But regeneration gives us the original foreskin that was taken away. And so if regeneration can also be applied to the entire body to slow down degeneration, then we live longer and we have a greater chance to reach enlightenment in this lifetime without having to reincarnate. So I have a lot of issues, desires that I wish to pursue. And regenerating or replacing the missing foreskin was just a starting point. But I have a lot of things on my plate to work on here. Now, consequently to all of that preamble is the de-emphasizing of the traditional methodology of restoring the foreskin using tugging as the method of choice. because tugging does not work for me. Consequently, I have to remove all the references of the prior methodology, not because I want to remove the historical significance of where I came from. I can merely mention it, such as I am doing now. I don't need to keep a record of what I did because it's the wrong way, and it puts emphasis on the wrong methodology. One of the side effects I have not appreciated was the sexual stimulation that comes from manual tugging of the penis, which is the only method of tugging that seems to work the best for me with the least amount of chance for injuring the penis. But consequently, tugging the penis manually has the greatest affinity for sexual stimulation and autoeroticism. And although that may seem like a pleasant idea, it's a distraction from what I've been able to accomplish more recently, and that is the experience of bliss. The best example of bliss is the strongest one. Well, not the best, but the most extreme example is the strongest experience of bliss, which came about by using a circuitry totally based on Eric Dollard's analog computer in longitudinal magnetodielectric mode, daisy-chained in three modules, and all the capacitors composited under one stack of capacitors with a floating plate in the middle to get the polarity right, and interweaving the plates on either side of that floating plate in a alternating fashion, positive, negative. It's a very unique way to try to create resonance in a circuit that's otherwise got a whole complex of waveforms that you can't really get it tuned to a single frequency, because the body and the earth that the bio circuit is linked to is creating a complex of frequencies, all of which are out of phase with each other, and then you have to get them to phase lock somehow too, most importantly. So that modification to Eric Dollard's analog computer in LMD mode was necessary, I felt, and that was a very extreme circuit that I employed a year ago over the winter and spring of 2013 and 2014. So extreme was the bliss that I was becoming a monk, and I did not like that. I simply want to remain a householder, but I want the benefit of taking breaks from the stress of pursuing desires by re-inviting bliss back into my experience so that I can heal myself of the stress of pursuing desires. Because a desire world is a stressful world because our desires don't pan out the way we'd like them to, or it takes a lot of work to get them the way we want it to be. But if we want an effortless approach, then we have to agree to the fact of life that not all of our desires are going to be fulfilled. So there's going to be disappointment. And if we strain ourselves trying to be fulfilled, we'll be disappointed from the strain. So either way, we're going to be disappointed. Whether or not we accept that all of our desires are not going to be fulfilled, or we try to fulfill all of them and incur a great deal of stress and maybe even death, premature death, as a consequence. One way or another, it's going to be a disappointment. And so bliss is the only way to make up the difference, as well as to change the approach to be more effortless and forgive Mother Nature's inability to fulfill all our desires, because we don't want to incur any more stress than what we were born with, you know, any more karma than what we were born with, potential stress in the form of karma. So, I mean, and that, when I say karma, I don't just mean bad karma, the good karma too, because any karma can bind us to the wheel of rebirth. And that's not the goal here. The goal is to be free from the wheel of rebirth, and that's no small task. Goes beyond mere stress reduction. So here I am as a householder pursuing bliss, essentially. The point of departure initially was restoration of the foreskin, but now that was just a means to an end. Although it's admirable, and it certainly reduces stress if I had a foreskin, because it's stressful to have a bare head of a penis rubbing up against clothing and bed sheets. It's stressful. I that's one thing I learned out of pursuing restoration of the foreskin, was that it is a healthy pursuit to put something there, whether it's a fox foreskin or a real functional foreskin, one way or another, something to cover the penis and keep it covered at all times. And it should be skin folding over, hanging over, excess skin hanging over from the shaft of the penis. The way Mother Nature intended is the only correct way to do it. There is no other substitute. So it is a worthwhile pursuit to restore the foreskin, but there's a much bigger picture to also pursue bliss, to change the manner in which I go about pursuing my desires so that they are more effortless and create less strain and less stress, and to fill the void of all the desires that I'm not going to pursue, or desires that will not be fulfilled in the manner that I had originally intended. In other words, like a partial fulfillment kind of thing, you know, like a few points, but a lot of points will have to be disregarded in their pursuit as being too difficult and a waste of energy and effort and stresslessness. So this is the contention I have to deal with, the challenge I have to deal with, the big picture. So in as a response to that conclusion, what I've concluded is I have to remove all instances of web files suggesting that I pursue foreskin restoration in the old way, because it encourages looking at it in the wrong way, and I don't need it there for historical purposes to show how the wrong way to do things. I just need to remove them, because categorically it's the wrong approach. Robert O. Becker is the only correct approach to regenerating the foreskin. There is no other correct approach from the standpoint of a yogi. And that's the standpoint, the criteria I use to judge my approach. Not because sexual innuendos are wrong, simply because tugging does not work in all its forms for me. And sex was simply a byproduct, sexuality. Explicit sexuality was a byproduct of pursuing it the wrong way, along with the fact that, you know, it was stressful and not producing results, which was the real reason. So I really shouldn't care how people interpret my actions if I drop all those explicit things. Oh, he's trying to be moral. No, I'm not. I'm trying to be efficient. And tugging doesn't work. Sex has nothing to do with it. But I do need to be focused, and I also, that's the other thing, and I need to put attention where attention needs to be and not encourage attention in others where it does not need to be. And so the rationale, you know, it won't be the first time I've been misinterpreted. So I shouldn't worry about it. But that's why I got to remove all those videos. So there's my short explanation. And I'm just going to go ahead and do it. In other words, I'm convinced now that Robert O. Becker has the method of choice. And Leon Ernest Demon and Clint Ober and Colleen Lyman, and Peter Lindman's revival of Leon Ernest Demon, they have the right modification to Robert O. Becker's methodology. But Robert O. Becker is the main theme. And all those other guys are modifying it to make it better. And my earthing enhancement amplifier, it's all, you know, improvements on Robert O. Becker, who is basically the correct approach. Silver and electricity. Very, very, very weak electricity. And that's the advantage of using Robert O. Becker and all those other guys' approach to a biocircuit setup, because the use of Eric Dollard's analog computer in LMD mode, although it's a very strong, extremely strong amplifier for bliss, it was turning me into a monk, and I don't want to turn into a monk, at least not yet. So, and I do want to regenerate the body, and still I want to experience bliss, but mildly, so that I don't reprogram myself completely out of a householder status and turn myself into a complete monk. The monk's only objective in life is his daily routine. You know, that's his devotion to God, is his meditation, his asanas, his silence, his separation from the desire world. I mean, that to some degree, I'm already doing that by living in the forest, but and staying away from people and in relationships. But to be without the desire for activity, such as sharing with you guys, you know, my pursuit of research, my love of research, that takes work, and that keeps me in the field of the householder. So that's the reason why I don't want to become a monk. I still want to stay in the realm of a householder, even though all I'm doing as a householder is the occupation of a researcher who needs to also work on spreading or sharing that information with others. So I'm willing to remove all those files on tugging the penis because it's the categorical wrong method of choice. And sex or sexual excitation is a sidebar that was something I did not enjoy necessarily in the larger picture. Short term, yeah, it's fun, but in the larger picture, no, it's not. So it has nothing to do with morality, it's just a question of efficiency or lack of efficiency. It's like a business approach, you know. You cut your losses because I'm getting old. I can't afford to waste my time on methods that don't work. If I was younger, I could have used the standard approach and I would have gotten a simple restoration. But now I have to try for even something more challenging and more rewarding if I could reach it, and that's regeneration of a fully functional foreskin, because now I have to also approach regeneration of the entire body. So I think I like this approach a whole lot better. Anyway, I think I've said enough.